Britain.
Immigration. Straws in the wind. Many more Hong Kongers are likely to move to Britain. Good.
In short order, Hong Kongers have become one of Britain's most important immigrant groups. Between January and the end of September, almost 89,000 applied to settle under a new visa scheme created in response to the rapid erosion of civil liberties in the province. For comparison, 184,000 people from all countries applied for work visas in the first 9 months of this year. How many more Hong Kongers might come? A study released on December 2nd provides the best clue yet. Man Yi Khan of Oxford University surveyed 1,000 Hong Kongers with British National Overseas or BNO status for the Migration Observatory, a think tank. She found that just over 6% had already applied to the British scheme or planned to. Since about 2.9 million Hong Kongers have BNO status, that implies 186,000 people plus their dependents. Remarkably, a further 32% were considering it. Some are vague about when they might apply, which suggests they are not serious, at least not yet. But about 380,000 could apply within the next 5 years. They are the sort of immigrants any country should be happy to receive. Half of those planning to apply, or considering doing so, were born in the 1980s or 1990s. BNO status was given only to people born before Britain relinquished control of Hong Kong in 1997. They are more likely to be university educated than the Hong Kongers who plan to stay, and more likely to be full-time employees. A slight majority are women. Those planning or pondering a move are disgruntled about the governance of Hong Kong. They expect to be freer in Britain, not more prosperous. 63% think their earnings will fall. They are probably right, at least about the short term. Even skilled migrants tend to struggle at first if they come without job offers, and many Hong Kong immigrants are still waiting for national insurance numbers. A survey in August by Hong Kongers in Britain, a self-help group, found that less than a third had found jobs in the country. But their fortunes will surely change. Many of the Asians who fled East Africa in the 1960s and 1970s came with nothing and took years to find their feet. They ended up better educated than the average Briton and more likely to hold top managerial and professional jobs.